Good morning. It feels so good to be back. It's May already. I cannot believe we're starting the 5th month of the year already. Wow, where has the time gone? God has been so faithful, and he's working in mighty ways. He's moving and repositioning, and it's exciting. One of the things, I just want to give you a word of encouragement before we start our Bible study and our prayer time together, is I just really... The Lord's really been speaking to me that he's repositioning people, and that many times that when we feel like he's closed the door, he's really just moving you to a better place. And I know we don't sometimes understand it or see it, but for me, any time I've been in that position, and I know this is true for many of you, that you'd raise your hand and say, yeah, that I've experienced the same thing, that when we are in that place of transition, or it feels like the rug's been pulled out from underneath us and we're not really sure, you know, what's going on or why did this happen, instead of asking why, press into the Lord and ask him what's next. And he has always drawn me closer to him during those times. And then I get to go to a whole new level of relationship with him as well. So I want to encourage you, if you find yourself in one of those places, whether it's finances, a job, work, clients, relationships, whatever it is for you, I want you to know he's just pulling you closer to him. Press into him. Instead of asking him why, ask him what's next, because he wants to give you something even better, okay? Because he's only here to love us and create the best future for us possible, okay? So my topic for prayer and Bible study today is, how much are you worth? How much are you worth? This is something I hear on a daily basis as a business coach and working with people who are entrepreneurs. I hear this every single day. You know, I don't know what to charge. I don't know how much I'm worth, right? And I really got to thinking about that yesterday as I was sitting in the airport getting ready to prepare our study time today. And I saw people walking by. And I looked at, you know, what they had on as far as their dress and their outward appearance. But I also was looking at their countenance. I was looking at their body language. And to be honest with you, it was really refreshing to see a few people walk by, and you could tell they were living into their dream. They were living and doing what they wanted to do. And then there were some that were walking by that were frustrated. And then there were some that were walking by that you could just tell they had really low self-worth. And I wanted to grab each one and either high-five them, the ones that, like, they knew who they were on purpose, living according to their purpose, and in God's divine presence. You could just tell those people, and just wanted to high-five and celebrate with them. And then take them as an example to some of the others and say, this is possible for you too, because if God would do this for one person, he can do it and wants to do it for you. Will you embrace it? And as I talked to people that were sitting next to me in the airplane or waiting in the waiting area, it just amazed me to see the hurt and the pain, the frustration in so many lives. And I just wanted to share with every single person, like, oh, God's given us an abundant life, and he wants to give it to you, and he wants to work in and through you more abundantly than you could ever even think of right now. Open your heart. Receive what he has for him. Don't get stuck in thinking about what you don't have. Don't get stuck in looking at your circumstances around you. And let me tell you one other thing. You are treasured. You are precious. You are amazing just as you are, with your dimples, your dents, anything that's happened to you in the past. It doesn't have to define you. He has a good work, and he wants to finish it in and through you today. And, of course, at one moment, you guys that know me well, you probably wouldn't have been surprised if I would have stood up on a chair and just started shouting it out to everyone, but I didn't. I refrained. Because I knew the message was for you. I knew it was for you, that he was just having me see with his eyes and feel the heartbreak that he has and to hear the stories like his ears. So let's go to the Lord and open in prayer real quick, and then we'll get into the study about how much you're worth. Father God, I just come before you, and I thank you that I have the opportunity to be with you this morning and be with your children, your sons and your daughters. And Lord, and we can discover what you have written in your word to comfort us, to encourage us, to help us move forward. Lord, I pray that I would decrease and you would increase, that you would help us to hear what you would want us to hear, and that our lives would not be the same when we leave here. Help us to take action on what you speak to our hearts and our minds this morning. I love you and thank you, and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, one of the greatest needs that I find that we all have is to have a sense of self-worth. We all want to know there's something inside of each one of us that we matter. That we matter here on earth, that our time here really matters. Deep, deep down inside, we need to know that we're valued, that we're important, and that our lives truly matter. We want to know that we've got something great to offer the world around us. We want to know that whatever our song is inside of us, that we can sing it. But oftentimes, what I find is people try to find their self-worth in things that don't last. Like looks, achievements, possessions. We'll work ourselves to death to possess something that won't even fill that need. People feel important if they've accomplished something. If they drive a fancy car or own the latest gadget, and that's not necessarily the truth, right? When we base our self-worth on temporary things that can change, guess what's going to happen to our self-worth? It can change. You know, some people find their value in other people and rely on other people to make them feel valuable. They think if a certain person or a certain group likes or approves of them, then they're going to be okay. However, if you find your value in the way others make you feel and they disappoint you or they hurt you, then you might look at yourself and think, you know, there must be something wrong with me. Why don't I measure up? The only problem is that you're getting your self-worth from the wrong places. Where should we find our value? Where do we find that self-worth, right? Our value should come solely from the fact that we're children of the Most High God. We should know that we're important because God says we're important. The value God places on you is permanent. Nothing you can do and nothing that anyone else can do will ever be able to change that. I want to make sure you really understand that God places the value on you. It just comes because we're children of the Most High God, and nobody can change that. Now, if you're not aware of your self-worth and your value, you're doing yourself and our world a great disservice, because knowing your worth is going to have a tremendous impact on every single area of your life, your spiritual life, your fears, your insecurities, how you relate with other people, how you do business, your romantic relationships, how you spend your time, the people you hang out with, your priorities, your finances, your self-esteem, your level of confidence, your self-control, what you allow others to pour into your life. All of these things, including what you pour into the lives of other people, how others will treat you and talk to you, and how you react to what others say to you or say about you, your attitude towards others, towards life and to God, and so much more. Knowing your worth will even affect seemingly non-spiritual matters, such as how much you charge for your goods, your services, how you conduct yourself in the business place, your self-respect, and in turn how people respect and they value you. Knowing our worth is not by any means a call to arrogance or pride. Okay, so don't get me wrong when we kind of talk about this. It's not that at all. It's a humble, quiet, yet confident awareness of your value in God's eyes and in the eyes of other people too. We commit all that we do into God's hands, and we trust Him to wisely lead us in every step. That's what it means. Knowing our worth is going to make us grateful and very motivated to improve in every area of our life, but always giving that glory to God. So I want to encourage you today to check your heart. Find your worth in the love of Christ. Find rest and peace in Him today, knowing that your value is forever established in heaven. That was established when you were, well, actually before you were born. It tells us that in Jeremiah 1:5. And then we somehow get it all confused by what we've been programmed or what we've believed and the belief barriers we've allowed to come into our lives. Some of it was not our fault. with some those around us. And honestly, many times it wasn't to try to hurt you, it was to try to protect you. But it wasn't necessarily truth, God's truth. And those circumstances and those situations do not have to define your future, because God's put that in place, right? It's been established in heaven. So find rest and peace in Him, knowing He loves you just how you are. Is He going to keep working on you, taking you from glory to the next glory to the next glory? Absolutely. And that's the awesome part about our journey. But it tells us in Deuteronomy 14, too, that the Lord has chosen you to be His treasured possession. I'm going to give you that verse again because I want you to hang on to this. I want you to write it out. I want you to put it in your phone. I want you to read it often, because the Lord has chosen you to be His treasured possession. Deuteronomy 14, 2. Jeremiah 29, 11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, to give you hope and a future." He didn't just say, "I've given you a future." He says, "I'm going to give you the hope that goes along with that future." How exciting. He gives you that fire in your belly about it. Jeremiah 1, 5 says that before you were born, I approved of you and I chose you. So many people chase approval of others. All we have to truly know is God approved of us before we were even born. How awesome is that? That's one of my favorite verses. Because I just think, like, oh my goodness, every single person, including me, including you, He took a look at us and He knew exactly what we were going to do, because He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. He knows the whole thing. And He said, "You know what? You're special to me. I approve of everything." Now, does it please Him when we walk away from Him? No, I'm not saying that. But He still says it's not enough to separate my love from you. It's not enough for me to not say, "Oh, well, I'm disowning you for a little while. I'm not having anything to do with you." No. It says, "I love you no matter what, and despite the fact that I know you're going to do those things, it's not going to change how I value you. It's not going to change that I'm still holding this future for you. This is my best for you, and it's yours. Embrace it. Grab onto it. Live it out. Before you were born, I approved of you, and I chose you. I treasured you, and I gave you a hope and a future." So what really determines value? There's something that I believe determines value in life. It depends on what someone's willing to pay for it, right? We can have the same service. I can tell you that I was offering some of the same services a decade ago for free, because I didn't have the value in myself. I couldn't see the value I offered. To now I charge thousands and thousands of dollars for. And what it's based off of is how I thought of myself, and then what others were willing to pay for it. So let's just take a practical example. How much is your house worth? Not as much as you think it is, and probably not as much as it was a year ago. Your house is worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, right? No more. So it could be less. It could be more. It could be, we're not really sure. But your house is going to be valued at what someone's willing to pay for it, and no more, right? What about a baseball card? To some of you, it's worth nothing. You look at it, it's like it's a piece of paper on cardboard, makes no difference, right? But to a collector, it's worth a lot of money. Some people are willing to pay upwards of $10,000 or more for a baseball card that was given away free with buying a stick of gum. So how much is it really worth? Whatever somebody's willing to pay for it. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Have you loved someone so much and valued them so much that you've given your life for them? Of course not, because you're still alive, right? It's hard for us to truly comprehend this kind of love, this kind of value. And it's hard for us to put our mind around something so vast, to comprehend the value, the price that was truly paid. God tells us that he wants to work in and through us to do super abundantly more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine, according to Ephesians 3:20. Would he commit to doing this with somebody or something that he didn't treasure? I don't think so. He treasures you. That's why he wants to do so much in and through you. So I want to encourage you to release your limiting beliefs, the guilt, the doubt, the mindset of disbelief of how treasured you truly are, and the price that was paid for you already. The price that God was willing to pay, his son Jesus was willing to pay for you. There's no dollar amount on that. It's priceless. It's so valuable. Deuteronomy 7:6 tells us, "The Lord our God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." And if it's possible for him to do this for one, it's possible for all. So what are you worth? Everything. Everything to the Most High God. I hope you believe this. I hope this changes how you look at yourself, how you do business, how you do relationships, and how you do life. I hope you have an extraordinary week. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you have given us children and grandchildren, and I pray that you'll be with Rebecca as she's with her grandbabies this week, Lord, that memories would be created and solidified, that precious heart connections would be made that will never be forgotten. Give her grace, mercy, and an extra measure of energy as she goes through this week. I pray a special blessing upon Shane and Joy as they go on their trip to Fiji as well, Lord, that they can take this time to celebrate, refresh, rekindle passion and passion for her business as well. Lord, I pray for Desi's speaking keynote on Wednesday at this college, that lives would be prepared now, that hearts and minds would be open to receive what you would have for them, and that you would give her confidence, that she would speak the words that you would have her speak, and that she would be that vessel to be used completely by you. I pray for Lenora, Lord, as she brings the message to church on Sunday. How exciting, Lord. Give her clear direction on the words you would have her speak. Help her to be anxious for nothing, but to walk in your grace, your confidence, your mercy, and your worth in her. Just let it exude from her as she shares what she's going to share with her people, Lord. And Lord, we just believe in Jesus' name and join our faith with Louise and Lenora, that Louise is not finished yet. That she gets up and walks, that her blood vessels and her heart are restored. Lord, that you will finish the work that you said you would do. We believe this with unwavering faith in Jesus' name. And Father God, I pray that as Peter is going through this time of transition, that you would meet his every need, that he would be drawn closer to you, that he would press into you, and that you would make yourself abundantly aware to him and evident to him in everything that he would say and do. Lord, I pray you would give him wisdom and discernment around each and every decision. We also are believing for this as Bob received this word as well. And Lord, we've asked for positive cash flow for each person coming from unexpected places, even today, unlock the windows of heaven. You tell us that we have the cattle on 1,000 hills, so Lord, we ask that you would just help us to see it, receive it, and be in that place of arrival point entry energy, Lord, so that we can just stand there and receive your grace, your goodness and mercy, and these financial blessings. Lord, I just bind any demonic forces that are put in place to keep the blessings from each person that's listening to my voice in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just am so thankful to be able to celebrate with Jean that she's going to be a June bride, remarrying Tim, Lord. How exciting. And we just come before you and ask that you would move in a mighty way, that Tim would have favor as he's going in and looking for work in the New York area, Lord, that it would be a desire of his heart. That you would continue to build and grow them closer together, Lord, and that you would help make their path very clear, but help them to walk through it with zeal and excitement. And Lord, we just thank you for the blessing that Gloriella had on the beach this last week, Lord, and this weekend. And we praise you that her husband's had a time of refreshing before he goes into his job interview. I pray that favor would go out before him, that they would see his gifts, his talents, his abilities. And Lord, if this is the place for him, that you would direct him. And if not, that you would give him peace, that this is just not the place yet. This is practice. And Lord, we thank you that you give us the opportunity to practice and we can stay in your peace knowing that you've ordered our steps and we've got nothing to worry about. We also ask for positive cash flow for her business as well. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We give you honor and glory. We thank you that we are your children. Help us to walk into all that you've prepared for us. Lord, we thank you that you've treasured us. We love and treasure you and the relationship we have with each other and with you. Father, I pray a blessing upon their lives and businesses this week, and I'm just so humbled and grateful and want to give you back the glory that I have the ability to minister to them, to be with them, to be friends with them, to be in relationship with them, to call them brothers and sisters. And we can come corporately to worship and glorify and magnify you. We love you and we thank you and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a fantastic week. Let me know how God's working in your life. Send me a private message, post it on the Christian Direct Seller or on my timeline on Facebook. I would love to see it. I know that God's going to do amazing things in your life. As I sat in the airport yesterday, just so filled up from all that I had received from the training that I had gone to over the weekend and just the time of fellowship with other people that I call friends and colleagues, I thought about you. You guys were the ones that were on my heart, and he just let me know that he's going to do some amazing things through you, not to give up hope, that he's already given it to you. We have to receive it, and that he's got an amazing future for each one of you. And it was funny because one by one, you were coming to my mind's eye with just your pictures and memories of things that we had talked about or that we had taken pictures of together. And I want you to know that God is faithful. He values you more than you will ever know. And he's got everything just waiting for you. So be encouraged. Stay in praise and worship. Glorify his name, and it will come to pass. I love you guys. I'll be with you again next Monday. It feels so good to have spent time with you again today. I love you, and know that I'll be praying for you throughout the week. Bye, everybody.